When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. You know, you think, have I really been living like that for so long? It's a bit like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You just think, wow, how have I been affording to pay so much more? It is time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And the quality of their mobile service in comparison to your old provider is special. You could be saving so much money. So say goodbye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, unexpected overages. You can use your own phone number, bring along all your existing contacts, and ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal, where you get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/HPP. That's mintmobile.com/HPP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/HPP. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gig on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey there, welcome along to this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. Look, most of our episodes are 45, 50 minutes long, maybe sometimes even more than an hour, and we know that sometimes you just haven't got the time for that. So just a few minutes to bring you a bit of inspiration from one of the guests who's appeared on the podcast. And actually, a friend of mine, Ian, sent me a message the other day saying he loves these because he listens to the pod episodes, then these bite-sized episodes just remind him of the things that he heard, loved, and then managed to forget. So even if you regularly listen to the podcast, welcome along to this bite-sized episode. Hey, thanks very much, Lotus, as always. Without you, we wouldn't be doing these bite-sized episodes, our main episodes. High Performance simply wouldn't exist. Lotus are our founding partner. They've been there from the very start, and you can get the very latest news from them at Lotus Cars. We're also proud to partner with Mission Tees. Thank you, Mission, for being part of the High Performance Podcast. They produce a range of beautiful teas which will hydrate you, energize you, even help you to go to sleep when the time is right. I use them, I love them, and you can get 20% off by going to missionuk.com and entering High Performance at the checkout. Right, let's get straight on with this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast.
Failure for me, if once you've got a winning, what you see is a winning formula, you can be frightened to change and to make any changes. And certainly after 2002, when I won the Commonwealth Games and the Worlds, I had a fantastic season, a real breakthrough season. I thought I'd cracked it. I thought, this is the formula. This is what I need to do. If I train this way again, if I eat this way again, if I rest this way again, this will produce the winning medal next year. But all that happens is you raise the bar and then all the guys that are behind you, they're chasing after you and they raise the bar further. So you've got to continuously improve yourself. And by doing that, you have to change just not everything. You don't change, you know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but you make little changes to the things that can be improved and you keep the things that are really structural, you know, important to the overall thing. So and when you lose, you've got nothing to be afraid of changing. Whereas when you're winning, you're frightened to change because you think, sure, I've got the winning formula.
So Damien, what stands out to you when you listen back to one of our favourite guests and he talks like that?
Yeah, I love that. And I love getting a reminder of it, Jake. I thought he was really sort of life enhancing and enriching and thought provoking in one conversation. I think the big thing that I took away from it was Chris's question there that we listened to, do you play to win or do you play not to lose? And that might sound like wordplay, but it drives very, very different behaviours. When you play to win, you're looking at the benefits from it. Your emotions are positive. You're looking to learn along the process. When you play not to lose, you become defensive. You become closed-minded and almost rigid in your thinking. And I think that Chris's summary of that, of when you play to win, you're constantly learning, you're open-minded, you're happy to take on new ideas, I think is a mindset of all high performance.
You know what it reminds me of? One of my favourite books from Bob Iger, who was the CEO of the Disney company. And as you know, I'm also involved in a production company that I founded called Whisper. And there's one thing he wrote in his book that we've adopted at Whisper, and I believe it's one of the reasons why our company has been growing and growing. And it's when he talks about innovate or die. And he was the person who wanted them to create Disney Plus, but that meant ripping up millions of pounds worth of already agreed contracts and guaranteed income to try and create a subscription service, so it came with risk. But Bob talks in the book time and time and time again about innovate or die. And I think the great thing about that is that doesn't just apply to a big business or a small business. It can also apply to an individual. I think we need to constantly be thinking, where are the areas in my life and in my business and in my relationships where I just keep on doing the same thing, and therefore I'm getting the same results? That innovation is absolutely vital if you want to keep on progressing, even if it's just like exploring, like Johnny Wilkinson spoke about in one of the episodes. Innovate to explore.
Well, think about it in sport. Think about the great innovators that we've even given their name to a move, like the Fosbury flop of Dick Fosbury choosing to take a different way of jumping over the high jump bar, or the Cruyff turn, how Johan Cruyff invented a move to escape from an opponent, or a Panenka, or the sabre attack from Roger Federer, you know, the sneak attack by Roger that they came up with. That these great innovators have been giving their names to it because they're constantly looking outside the box at little ways of doing it. And I think you're absolutely right, Jake. I think innovation or die is a great way of understanding that we either are stuck in our ways of doing it, or we constantly open our minds to new ways, whether that's reading a new book or listening to a podcast like this that might just give us ideas, or, you know, listening to somebody we've never heard of on a podcast, like what we're challenging people to do, is all about giving people the tools of innovation.
And I'm just thinking about some of the people that I know listen to this podcast, and I'm sort of thinking that I know what they often do. They go, well, let's look at a business like ours, or a charity like ours, or a person like me, have a look what they've done and copy them. But actually, as you've just mentioned some examples there in the sporting context, but actually whether you look at the person who created the internet, or when penicillin was invented, or the person who invented the light bulb or television, or the first person to fly in a plane, without innovators, nothing on planet Earth moves forwards. It is only those people that do something no one else has ever done that moves mankind to a new place.
Yeah, there's a great quote that says the world depends on us being unreasonable to not accept the status quo. I mean, there's a great phrase they use in sort of investing. They talk about the three I's of a cycle. They talk about innovators are the ones that are breaking new boundaries. Imitators are the ones that follow them and try and copy what they've done. And then the final I is the idiots that come in too late, who wait till new ideas have come along. And I think what we're encouraging people to do is be in that first two categories, be an innovator or be an imitator, of learn from them and take it and adapt it and go and innovate yourself.
And if you don't, if you listen to this and think, nah, I don't think innovation is for me, then I guess you're really saying one of two things. You're either saying that you've got so much fear that you don't dare do it, or you're so arrogant, there's no point in innovating because there is no innovation left for you because you've done so well. And none of us want anyone to live a life of fear. And I doubt there's anyone listening to this podcast that is so far ahead of the curve that they can't possibly innovate.
Exactly. I think that's a brilliant way of looking at it. If they're your only two reasons, there's no reason not to do this.
Absolutely. Damien, I love these little bite-sized episodes. I really hope that was useful for someone listening to this. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Me too, mate. Thanks for having us.
As always, a huge thanks as well to Lotus Cars. We wouldn't be the High Performance Podcast. There wouldn't be this brand. There wouldn't be the podcast, the YouTube channel, the book, the High Performance Circle. It would not exist without Lotus. So thanks very much to them. A quick reminder, if like me, you want to try out Mission Tea, it makes me feel amazing. I'd love it if you gave them a go. Just go to missionuk.com, type in High Performance at the checkout for 20% off. And also thanks to our official sports partner, Give Me Sport. Just go to givemesport.com/podcasts for even more from them. As always, thanks to Hannah, to Will, to Professor Damien Hughes, to Finn Ryan at Rethink Audio, everyone involved in the High Performance Podcast. But most of all, thanks to you for sharing, talking about and enjoying our work. See you very soon.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.